Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airborne. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist from your 130th Public Affairs. It's UTA weekend, so that means another CDS drop.
Joining me on the pod today is Colonel Brian Priest, 130th Wing Commander, Colonel Pat Shard, 130th Deputy Wing Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, 130th Wing Command Chief.
Colonel Priest, it's November UTA. What are your priorities?
Hey, Senior Crist, thanks for having us here today. My priorities for this coming drill are readiness, that people get their medical appointments, their ancillary training, PT tests, evaluations, and then most importantly, get a chance to train in your AFSC. I think we're going to have time for that this drill. The groups and squadrons should have an opportunity to do those things and hopefully improve our readiness so that when the time comes that our nation or our state calls upon us, that we are prepared to serve. Next thing I want to mention, some leadership changes. So you all have an email. Everyone in the wing has an email from General Cochran covering some leadership changes within the West Virginia Air National Guard, three of which impact the 130th Airlift Wing. So to start, Colonel Chard, February 1st, has been selected to be the Chief of the Joint Staff. That's a full-time position. Also moved militarily to the Air Headquarters. Colonel Switzer will replace Colonel Chard as the Wing Deputy Commander, and he'll leave his spot as the Director of Staff for Headquarters. And then finally, Colonel Sloan will finish up his term as the LRS Commander and come over and be the Director of Staff for Air Headquarters. So these are all February 1st, and these are all really positive moves for each of these officers' careers. So I just want to say congratulations, and it's very well earned.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations, sir.
They didn't know that was coming. Next, I want to mention the Christmas dance. So that's December drill. It's going to be on Saturday evening, the December drill, but tickets are on sale this drill, and they're only on sale until November 15th. I think the Christmas dance, the latest version of it's been going on maybe 10, 15 years. I've been to every one. And I've had a blast at those. The dress is, it's not very strict, but I'd call it semi-formal. But the atmosphere is very informal. There's food served, there's music, a lot of good times. So I encourage you to go, at least consider going. Also, you can bring, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband. You can bring a guest who's not a member of the wing. And if you know anyone who's retired, please mention it to them, because this is a great opportunity for us to connect with our retirees. And then, frankly, we need to get tickets sold, because it's an expensive event that the wing takes on. Even with the tickets we sell, we still incur a pretty good cost. But if we want to maintain it annually going forward, we need good participation. So please consider purchasing a Christmas dance ticket. Last thing I wanted to mention was the election next week. So our nation's having an election. Today's culture, you see a lot of divisiveness on both sides of the party. We have members of the wing who I personally know who feel strongly on for Democratic or Republican leaders. And I want to ask us to continue to work together. That's our task. When we took our oath, we raised our hands and said, well, we'll support the President of the United States and the Governor of West Virginia, each of who are our Commander-in-Chief, depending on our duty status. And I think we can be a role model to society. You see all this divisiveness, and let's be above that and work together. We're also mandated a few things, sacrifices we give up when we join. We shouldn't be saying anything derogatory about a candidate or a political party that we don't like. Shouldn't do any campaigning in a uniform or on behalf of the National Guard. So please keep that in mind. If you have any questions about what you can and can't do, feel free to contact PA, the legal office, or Colonel Charter, Chief Williams, or me, and we'll get you an answer.
Well said, sir.
Thanks, Chief. So that's the four things I wanted to cover, and I just want to close by saying I'm really grateful for the airmen in the wing. The performance has been fabulous overall. There's an occasional hiccup here or there, but you go to the UEI, our readiness, the way we conduct ourselves, it's overwhelmingly positive, and thankful to all of you for that. So, Colonel Chard?
Well, hey, good morning, guys. So, gosh, I just get my feet under me coming back into the wing after finishing this Title 10 tour with Cyber Command, and the boss is all ready to move me on to the next job. So, number one, I just want to say to both of you, Colonel Priest and Chief Williams, how eternally grateful I am to serve with you each and every day.
Thanks. Same here.
It's truly an honor, and it's just felt so good coming back to the office here on a full-time basis and being with both of you day in, day out. I am certainly, excited about this move. Thank you very much for Colonel Priest for introducing that to the group. This is largely about, one, force development, force management, I often say you get to a point in your career when you're no longer in charge of it. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily, you know, get a say in what you do, or even really when you retire from the organization, unless you really want to, you know, make that decision, you know, to retire for yourself. But I certainly am extremely grateful to the organization and been absolutely proud to serve the West Virginia National Guard, but especially the 130th Airlift Wing. Leaving this wing, you know, is going to be hard, I'll be mm-hmm. frank. But I am looking forward to the next role. I know I can do well in it, and I know I can represent our airmen and our soldiers well in that capacity. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. On that note, I did want to kind of remind folks that we have advertised for our new A-Staff directors. Mm-hmm. That advertisement is out. If anyone has any questions about it, Lieutenant Colonel Dumron Kittyman is the right person to ask. He is probably the most well-versed individual within the wing on the A-Staff construct. Mm-hmm. He's doing an incredible job leading that as our new Chief of Staff. And, you know, I do want to encourage folks to really consider applying for these roles. It's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. We're starting with the director's positions first, but there will be additional vacancies and additional positions advertised here in the not too distant future. And it will involve enlisted ranks and junior officer ranks. And, you know, I greatly encourage people to consider applying for these, especially if you've served in your area for a particular period of time and, you know, maybe you're a 7 level and you're ready to step out onto that new challenge. And I really encourage you to think about, you know, some of these positions, because the A-Staff offers tremendous growth potential and a chance for folks to broaden themselves, to serve at the wing level, and then, you know, after a tour, maybe go back to their squadron and serve in a different capacity. So I encourage folks to do that. And that's really all I had today. Chief?
Good morning, everyone. I want to kick off by just saying congratulations to our Airmen of the Quarter winners. They're going to be at Commander's Call this Friday. I'm looking forward to recognizing Airman First Class Tamara Painter from Medical and Tech Sergeant Damian Skeens from the SURF-P, also in Medical, and Master Sergeant Brian Hoffman from AES. Looking forward, again, repeating myself now, I guess, to recognizing those folks, and also just encourage supervisors, chiefs, commanders, start thinking about more nominations, not only for the fourth quarter, but for the Outstanding Airman of the Year. Really want to put our best airmen forward for this year's iteration of the OAY. And the last thing I'd like to leave everyone with is November drill is working our way towards Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is the month of gratitude. Historically, I think we're really good about reflecting on the things that we're thankful for. But as I had some time to drive this morning, and I was thinking about how there's room for us to be thankful for the things that we're in, not just the things that we're for. The hard times, the difficult times, the challenges, the career moves that I have no control over, I find myself in. My cousin and I, we were talking this week, and he said to me, Kevin, we grow through what we go through.
Absolutely true.
And I can think of no better way to be ready than to be resilient. And so I just wanted folks to consider that this month when you think about what you're grateful for. Be thankful for what you're in, even if it's hard.
Yep,
that's all I have.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist reminding you to stay ready to go.